Well, folks, what an interesting day it was. It was supposed to be a nice, sedate Electoral College event, you know, that probably would have taken all of, what, maybe an hour, you know, in a normal situation. But not today. Nope, not today. We had Trump protesters obviously had different plans for the whole event. And it just kind of makes me think back to something that Senator Marsha Blackburn said. And this is going back about, I don't know, I think it's been about a week since she said this. But have a listen to what Marsha Blackburn said.
Expand the Supreme Court and give statehood to D.C., a city. Give statehood to D.C. and also to Puerto Rico, thereby having a Democrat majority that would be hard to ever get rid of. Now, that is their first 100-day agenda.
Why, yes, Marsha Blackburn, we would like to make D.C. a state because we just had, obviously, domestic terrorists storming the Capitol building today. And in this video that I'm going to show you, take a look at the video and look at the guy that's on the far left. Have a look at that, folks. And here he is again, standing proudly in front of the House chambers, and he's kind of back a few. He's circled in yellow. There he is again. Who is this guy? I mean, he's the one that broke the window. I think they ought to check him out. He ought to be spending a few years in jail for that little event. So here's what happened, folks. There's nobody but the Capitol Police left to hold the Capitol because D.C. obviously isn't a state and has no access to the National Guard. Obviously a problem today, right? And only governors with states have access to the National Guard. So that's why we had Ralph Northam of North Carolina saying, I've got state troopers I'm going to send to you. I've got National Guard I'm going to send. And you've got Maryland's governor saying the same thing, all pledging the National Guard, the support of the National Guard, and state troopers to help secure the Capitol, basically. So yes, Senator Marsha Blackburn, there's a very good reason to have statehood for D.C. And ultimately what happened here today, folks, is they had General Mike Milley of the Joint Chiefs of Staff make the call in moving in the National Guard into the Capitol and D.C. in general. So additionally, Senator Marsha Blackburn also made the comment in that video that statehood for Puerto Rico would be a bad idea as well. And was an aim of Democrats because they want to have a Democratic majority. A Democratic majority. But that's a little bit of a stretch too, Senator Blackburn, because, you know, that would ultimately take the people making a decision, right, through the voting process to decide who their senators and who their congresspeople were. So it's not entirely up to Democrats here, you know. So that's a little bit of a stretch to say that they want a Democratic majority when there's a big thing called voting, you know, in the middle of that process. But making that a reality, folks, is within, now it's within the grasp of the Democratic Party with our newly found control over the House and the Senate. And Democratic control really isn't a bad thing, folks. I've talked about this in the past week. Can you imagine the now delayed Electoral College vote if we had had the Senate as it is at this moment, controlled by Republicans, and if we had the House controlled by Republicans, these objections that they're raising, how do you think that would have gone if we had had no control over one of those houses? We would actually be looking at a second term right now of Donald Trump. And the Republicans know it. When I say I'm not worried about Democrats, I'm not worried because I know that they would not try to pull something like this off. But in any event, I've said before that no matter what, we should change the Electoral Count Act of 1887 so that no party can raise an objection in the Electoral College vote and hold a vote and actually throw out all of the votes that have been certified by the state's governors. And that would have happened had we had Republican control of both the Senate and the House. That would have been a that would have been a done deal. We would be looking at a second term of Donald Trump right now. And that should never be an option for any party, Democrat or Republican, independent, what have you. That should never, never be an option for any party. And it's a shame that we have to close that loophole, but by God, I hope we do it. So getting back to all the violence, folks, at the end of the day, you finally got Donald Trump, who just in the past hour actually came out and made a video after calling for a wild time, days in advance, you know, everybody come to D.C. and protest this election fraud. You had him say this, finally, about an hour ago. Have a listen.
This was a fraudulent election, but we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated that are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel. But go home and go home in peace.
But folks, he must have made that video at gunpoint because fake election fraud claims brought them there. And you just heard Donald Trump reinforce the claims of election fraud again. He even says something to the effect that you've hurt the evil people or something like that, to the effect that, yeah, you've done some damage to the people that caused so much pain to him. So it's like, it's reinforced what they came there for, the election fraud in that video. He said it again, you know, he verified it, confirmed it once again that there's election fraud. And not only that, but you've accomplished what you came to do, hurt the evil people that hurt me. So he's not going to give it up, folks. He's not going to give it up. Go home, but then what? He's telling them to go home, but then what? Guerrilla warfare? At least one person died in today's melee. At least one person. How many more, Donald Trump, must die? I mean, he watches this on TV, but there's real people that are getting killed. So he doesn't get the connect the dot moment here that Trump's untenable, unsubstantiated claims of election fraud are exactly what keeps them going. Let's see if we can all hang on here, folks, for another, 2 weeks? Till then, thanks for joining in.